This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, now to the TikTok story. TikTok is an app. The kids love it.
It was banned, and then it wasn't banned.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Everything's computer.
I was going to ask what the latest is on that.
I think we're fine.
Yeah, why? What changed?
I don't know. The POTUS said that it was okay again, and who knows?
Okay. So is it still owned by China?
I believe so. Yeah, because the whole thing was
China.
It was owned by China, and then we were accusing them of like data farming, and we had like congressional hearings over it.
And the TikTok in the U.S. was different than the TikTok in China.
Yes, so the idea was is that if TikTok were to continue, it had to sell to a U.S. company, or at least a non-Chinese company. And then that deadline came, and so for like a 48-hour period, I think TikTok was banned, and then...
And maybe not even that, it might have been like 12 hours.
And then the POTUS came back and was like, everyone loves me, it's great again. And now we made TikTok great again, and it's...
Yeah, he saved TikTok after being the one who led the charge to ban TikTok.
So
I like that. Well, you know who is not having it?
Oh, I do know.
Rich Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Rich Rodriguez is back at West Virginia. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Mm-hmm. First year back.
Former coach at Arizona. Then he went somewhere else, and now West Virginia brought him back.
Well, he was in Michigan. He was at Arizona.
Well, I know, but he went somewhere after Arizona, and I can't remember where it was. But he's resurrected his career. He did a good enough job.
Oh, you know what? It was somewhere strange. It was like Jacksonville State or something like that.
Jacksonville State for 2 years.
Yeah, he did a good enough job there that West Virginia's like, all right, fine, come back.
Yeah.
So he's back, and he has banned TikTok for his team.
Yeah.
He says his players cannot shake their rumps on TikTok. Because for you olds, you dance on there.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, but there's a lot of dancing.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. Is a dancing.
Lot of dancing.
So he said, here's his quote. He says, it's like, look, we try to have a hard edge or whatever, and you're in there and in your tights dancing on TikTok. Ain't quite the image of our program that I want.
Yeah, and he does have a little bit of that Southern drawl.
Yes, he says he prefers his squad focus more on being a team. He says it promotes individuals, and he doesn't like that. He says, quote, I'm allowed to do that. I can have rules. 20 years from now, if they want to be sitting in their pajamas in the basement eating Cheetos and watching TikTok or whatever the hell, they can go at it. Smoking cannabis, whatever. Knock yourself out.
Did he really say that?
End quote. Yes, these are real. This is not ball sacked. I had to look this up to make sure it was legit. This is from TMZ.
Well, I saw that he banned TikTok, but that he's...
Yeah, that's... I mean, could you be any more old man yelling at the clouds than that?
Yeah, could you be out of touch?
He added, quote, I hope our focus can be on winning football games. How about let's win the football game and not worry about winning the TikTok?
Wow.
End quote.
Go play intramurals, brother!
God. Yeah.
So they can just dance on Instagram or they can...
No, I think that's out too. Once he sees that, he's going to be pissed.
Huh.
He's going to ban that. So you know who else did this?
What do you got?
Well, he didn't ban it, but there was another football coach who saw his kids dancing, his players dancing on TikTok, and he only saw that because his daughter showed him something on TikTok,
okay,
and she follows a lot of his players, And so he was like, wait, what is that? And he's like, and his daughter was like, oh, that's so-and-so, you're a cornerback.
Sure.
Doing bits.
He didn't like that.
He didn't like that. And so he now, he doesn't ban them, mm-hmm. but he has them do dance work. He has their strength and conditioning guy do workout TikToks. Matt Rhule. So if you had, so if I were to list the top five coaches most likely to ban players from TikTok, neither of those two guys would be in my top five.
No.
So if you had Matt Rhule and Rich Rodriguez, you're getting paid. I would have said Dabo Swinney, Brian Kelly, certainly Bill Belichick, and maybe a Kirk Ferentz or Mike Gundy.
Yeah.
Those would be the five that I think would...
Dabo would be at the top of my list because...
It's a dadgum mistake.
Jesus would tell him that TikTok is evil. And he builds his programs on name, image, and likeness of the Lord.
Now, if you have five coaches most likely to embrace players using TikTok, who would they be? Because we know one.
Can I add one to your list, your first list?
Yeah.
Mario Cristobal.
See, I debated on him.
He's down in Miami.
He's in Miami.
He can't.
Really?
No. He's got to let
that. He's such a hardo.
Well, I think in an ideal world, I think you're right.
But he would.
But at circumstantially, Miami, he can't?
I think at Miami, he cannot. I think it's too... It's
I get that.
Yeah. It's
cultural.
It's too cultural. Lanning would embrace TikTok. I think Lane would embrace TikTok. I think Sark,
I had those two on my list.
Lane has been on TikTok with his daughter.
Yeah. Sark would embrace it. I bet you Dion would embrace it.
He did because Travis Hunter and all those guys were on there.
I could see that. Well, it's one of those things, dude.
Marcus Freeman.
Yeah. If the kids like it, it's really hard to draw a hard line. Although it was, I remember. This was a number of years ago when TikTok really started to blow up. I think it was Texas. The Texas players got together and they were doing dance videos in the locker room. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, if you tried to do that, like when I played, someone would beat your ass. Like that's just, but now it's just, it's what they do. It's what they do.
Like, why is it such a thing
it's not.
With these old guys? I mean, I don't know, dude. Wake up.
Because it's not what you... It is the least manly thing. The idea of football players in that Texas video dressing up in skin-tight spandex suits, basically, and then doing little choreographed dances with each other. I'm sorry.
What?
That is the least manly thing. Okay. My offensive line coach, who was the saltiest, oldest man, he would call you a homophobic slur and then like hit you with a bike chain if he saw you do that. And that's just a lot of football, man. I'm gay. There's still that very, what did Rich Rod said? He wants an edge.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of homophobic edges when it comes to football, and you have to be manly. And TikTok, you just can't think of anything less manly than dancing.
In nature, football is like the gladiator warfare sport, right? And then you talk and you throw a choreographed dance in behind it. It's like saying that like Greco-Roman wrestling and synchronized swimming should go together. They don't.
They don't.
I'll find a clip. You don't know. You never got into fighting or UFC or anything like that.
No.
There was a look up Don Fry.
Don Fry.
Yeah. Just do yourself a favor and look up old Don.
The industry pioneer in UFC,
yes.
Bellator, and all things MMA.
Yes. If you were to take an American flag and
he
give
looks
it,
like Burt Reynolds.
And give it a S ton of steroids.
Yeah, or not Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds?
Do you want to go Burt?
No. Who's Magnum PI?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. He looks like Tom Selleck. Bloated Tom Selleck.
If Tom Selleck was on a ton of steroids. Don Fry, I believe, is made out of iron. I think he just, I don't think he was conceived. I think he was forged. And there is a great clip of Don Fry that circles around out there where he talks about men today. And he brings up TikTok and the dancing thing. And there's just those guys.
The Neanderthals.
Yeah,
man.
There's an edge to them that they will never understand. Men not being, quote, men.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
That was a drop.
I'm going to see if I can find the Don Fry quote for you, because it's great. It's recent. He's wearing a cowboy hat, and he's just up there, and he's not happy about today's metrosexual men.
Yeah. The world is passing guys like that by, and they grasp harder and harder and harder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's so sad.
Well, Richard,
they're just like, they're like insecure. Like, what's funny about that to me is that they're supposed to be like the traditional, like their idea of man is tough.
Yeah.
And yet they're the exact opposite. Because they're so sensitive about that, right? It's like, you're not tough at all.
Yeah. There's an ultimate irony there.
The ultimate irony is you reek of insecurity.
You want to do the, like, men who act like men thing, but by acting sensitive about it, you're being the opposite of what you think people should be.
By acting tough like that, most people look at that and it's an eye roll because it's like, oh my God, who harmed you as a child, right? Like, you're just a little baby inside.
Yeah.
But they don't see that.
No.
And good luck convincing him of that.
And you won't. And so you don't need to. Well, that, and I wouldn't try to convince Don Fry. Because I think Don Fry is like 65 and would still rip my spleen out. It's just guys like that that just came from a... Don't we all know that grandfather that fought in a couple wars? And he's just... They're just... It was a different time. And they were forged a different way.
Something for you here. You said Dabo Swinney would not be on TikTok. The text line reminding me he was on TikTok, and we even have audio of Dabo doing a little nursery rhyme on TikTok.
Okay.
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. Coach Sweeney's got that drip, and now he's on TikTok.
That didn't even rhyme.
Not really.
Hey, but you know what? I give him a credit for trying.
Do you?
Yes. Yes, at least he's not Rich Rodriguez. There's nothing wrong with kids dancing on TikTok. They're kids. This is how they communicate. This is what they do.
Yeah.
They're trying to get chicks, man, or other dudes, whatever. It's 2025.
I ate ass. There's a lot of people out there that see the world through the Don Fry lens, and they think it was a better world back then.
Yeah. All right.
The whole movement,
men acted like men.
That's right. Where the men were men.
Go watch Yellowstone, okay?
Well, that is why that was the number one show in America.
Exactly.
You asked why that show was popular.
It allowed men to feel like men.
Right there.
Right there. Yeah.
All right. Up next in the news, guns, man. Speaking of that guy, Don Fry.
Oh, yeah.
Like him some guns, probably. Oh,
Don likes.
Gotta have guns to show that I'm a man.
Actually, I don't think so. I think no one has ever looked at Don Fry and thought to themselves, that's not a man.
That's next on In the News. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.